Tuesday, September 12th. I was just listening to a podcast and Yelp came up and the guys were talking about how bad it is, what a bad user experience it is, and I couldn't agree more. Not that I ever really use it, but sometimes over the last decade or two, when, you know, searching for something, it takes you to Yelp. And every time it does, I'm like, God, this sucks. And at some point in the last decade, I came up with an alternative to actually be the disruptor of Yelp. Obviously, haven't done anything with it like 98.6 of my incredible ideas. So I'm throwing this one out to you, the tens of millions of you out there. I assume one of you is an entrepreneur, go-getter, who knows something about applications and startups and wants to take this and run with it and give me half the money. So I think I named it ToeTap because I thought it was just a cool name. It's catchy, has app in it. And I stretched a little bit for the toe, the T-O-E-T in ToeTap to stand for the one exact thing, right? Or this one exact thing. The premise being that, you know, instead of Yelp, let's say, right now, you search in, you're going to, you're going to visit Costa Rica and you are going to Guanacaste and you type in best restaurants in Guanacaste and Yelp gives you a mess. They have sponsored ads on top. They have two places in San Jose, which is 5 hours away. It's just not good. It's certainly not giving you a cohesive, comprehensive list of the best restaurants in Guanacaste. If you went to ToeTap, though, you would have a social circle, right? It would connect to Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, all the above. So the app knows who you are connected to and therefore trusts. As a user of ToeTap, when you go to a place in a restaurant, you travel, let's stick with the Guanacaste example here. So, you know, let's say I had gone to Guanacaste, let's say 5 years ago. And when I was in Guanacaste, I could open my ToeTap app and choose one restaurant that I think is the best restaurant in Guanacaste. And I can post it. That's my one thing, right? Then take it a step further. At that restaurant, instead of recommending get this, say you come here, you have to get this one thing, right? And then that tallies. So you, searching best restaurants in Guanacaste, go to ToeTap and you now see that within your social circle, the people that you are connected to, 12 people choose restaurant A, 8 people have been to restaurant B and chose that as their one thing, and there are 4 restaurants that between 1 and 3 people each chose. You can then click on the 12 and see that I'm one of them. You say, Chris knows his shit about food. I'm going to trust this one. This is where we're going to go as the best restaurant in Guanacaste. Follow? This way, it's from a trusted source, not from Yelp. There's no, like, terrible reviews. You're only looking at people that you trust and seeing the one thing that they thought that you and the people that they are connected to should know about. In any travel situation, hospitality situation, I think is where it's best for. But you could do like products or whatever. But, you know, Yelp is certainly centered on businesses and restaurants and traveling and things like that. So let's stick to that at least for phase one of this genius app. In any event, Yelp needs to go. Somebody needs to crush it, and I believe ToeTap might be the thing to do it. So, one of you smarty pants, get on that shit. Call me.